Capacity. Provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmalsee.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards. The feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court ruling unanimously that Catholic Charities does not have to pay employment taxes in Wisconsin. The charity sued, saying the state violated religious freedom guarantees when it ordered to pay the unemployment tax while exempting other faith-based groups. And the Supreme Court agreed. Tomorrow we get numbers on monthly numbers. Today we got weekly numbers on unemployment and how many people have been filing for them.
While economists were anticipating a decline in weekly jobless filings, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose by 8,000 to 247,000 in the week ending May 31st. It was the second consecutive rise in filings. On Friday, the Labor Department releases its assessment of the job market for all of May.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. According to Chinese media, President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have spoken amid stalled trade negotiations between both countries, the confirmation confirmed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. This is ABC News. The family of Boulder firebomb suspect Mohammed Salomon is still in the United States. ABC's Alex Stone says they're fighting being shipped out of the country.
A federal judge is now blocking the deportation of the wife and five children of Mohammed Salomon. The judge saying federal authorities shall not remove the family members unless he or the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals vacates the order. The family had filed a lawsuit to prevent being deported. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem had said they were in the process of being deported. That is apparently now on hold because of the court's order.
An accomplice has been arrested in the California Fertility Clinic explosion in Palm Springs. Daniel Park is accused of helping Guy Bartkus plan the attack and then fleeing the country after the bombing. He was found in Warsaw, Poland. Eager customers lined up outside electronics stores overnight as Nintendo Switch 2 video game console came out. The Switch 2's predecessor was a full 8 years old. This new one adds new social features. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast, a high of 80 degrees with some clouds tonight, a low of 54, some mild weather tomorrow and 77. Southwest winds are at 2. Right now in the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 73 degrees. Richland County Highway Department announcing to you that they will be spraying for weeds and mowing along the bike trail. So yeah, you might want to avoid that area for a little while today. We have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin and some in-studio guests.
100.9 WRCO.
Great to be back with you. I'm Phil Nee, live in the studio with James Hollingsworth, coming to us from the great state of Texas. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How
all
you been?
Bounce out, not too bad.
How many miles you travel from your hometown to get to Wisconsin?
Oh, I quit counting after 10, so. Quit counting after 10.
How long have you been in the music industry?
I've been in the music industry since I was about maybe 12. But back then, it was just classical music, so like a lot what you get in par with the high school band and all that, and a bit of jazz music. And then after I got married and we started to have kids, that's whenever I started to play more bars, clubs, and dance halls. We got dance halls down south as well, so that's whenever I started doing that. The 20, I'd say I'm 6 years ago, so been 6 years since I started doing it like this.
What was the first instrument you picked up?
Clarinet.
So you were in bands and
I was in bands. I was first chair in the clarinet section, and then I went and fooled around with like different instruments like saxophone, trumpet, and flute and all that stuff. And then when I went off to college, I played jazz on saxophone, so I was pretty decent at that. And I got to travel through Europe doing that, you know. I'm basically the high school kid's dream, you know. And then when I came home, I kind of fell off because I wasn't good at school. And then when I came back, I picked up a guitar to supplement for that.
Was country music in your background, though?
Yeah, it is. It is for our location. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the culture down there, so it's kind of hard to miss it. Even if you love like heavy metal music, I mean, you kind of do a variation of what you grew up around. So they call it black dirt down there. They call it black dirt country, and it's heavy.
Texas kind of has its own music charts and its own industry, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got its own thing going on, and it's kind of one of them things where they're not too terribly interested about the world outside of it, and the world outside of it kind of wishes that they did, you know, half the time. You know, we come up when we've been driving around, and people are starting to figure out, especially some of the radio folks we run into, they kind of figuring out what Texas is all about. And Texas, just you could drive 10 hours and never leave that state. So a lot of those guys down there, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Are there different factions? Because we always hear about Austin kind of having its own thing going on, and, you know, Dallas and everything else. So is it different styles?
Yeah, well, and I don't know about different styles, but I know that if you're talking about local music, there's different cliques for sure. You got Austin, you got Stephenville, Houston has its own thing going on, Dallas has its own thing going on, but it don't really matter too much. If you're open hearted and if you're doing it for a good reason, they'd say let you in, but that's a bad way to think about it. They just treat you like a decent person. So I've been everywhere all over that state, and I've never met anybody that would run me out of anywhere. So good folks down there.
Yeah, and you have a single that's on the radio this spring and soon to be early summer. What can you tell us about it?
So you're talking about Fixin' To?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. The guys that came to me with that song, essentially, it kind of hit me in the way of, you know, if you have bad things going on in your life, you can always find someone that can understand it. And the best way to get through that is to have somebody with you. It's better to suffer together. You know, if you learn how to, so something my granny and I was telling them this yesterday as we were driving through that state park. My family motto is learn how to suffer. And people take that and they go, man, that sounds displeasing. You know, it sounds awful. I wouldn't do that. But that's not what it means. It means if you can learn how to take the sufferings of your life and pass through it, you'll be better for it. You're more likely to find success, and you'll always find joy in your life. And that's what that song means to me. It means that these two people that they have things in their life that are not working out, and they find it within each other. And it's not a love-hate relationship. It's not about, you know, talking sweet to each other or buying each other dinner on a random Wednesday night. It's just that I understand that you understand, and we're going to walk through it together.
Tell me about your duet partner.
Molly? She is awesome. If she were here this morning, I think this whole desk would be levitating. She is a morning person, I'll tell you that much. No need for coffee, no need for energy drink. She just hovers from one place to the next. And she's very kind-hearted, and she smiles a lot. So you can't trust her, especially with cards. No, but she's awesome. She's getting an opportunity to open up for a pretty big outfit, a pretty big music lady, Alexandra Kay, I believe her name is, and she's getting that opportunity here for too long, and wish the world for her. Yeah, she's been busy this week, so she couldn't come with me. Mm-hmm. So she's awesome.
All right. Well, good. Well, we're going to spin the song. Then you're going to come back. You did bring your guitar, and so we'll have you sing live. But right now, the song that's been hitting the radio this year.
Well, I was fixing to walk into this bar and grabbing beer and mind my own.
I was fixing to finish my glass of wine, pay my tab, and head on home.
I was fixing to go through this all alone.
I was fixing to go through this all alone.
And the pain in my eyes caught the pain in yours, and I knew even though we never met before, we were fixing to. On my phone.
Ooh, I was fixing to probably call him up, even though I said I won't.
Looks like we ain't gotta do all them things we don't wanna do. And the pain in my eyes caught the pain in yours, and I knew even though we never met before, and we were fixing to.
Go.
like yours, it needs fixing too.
There you go. James Hollingsworth in the studio with us today on WRCO Radio. Good to have you along here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, visiting. You played a lot of shows through the years. Tell us about being one of the featured artists for Texas Music Cafe.
Oh, that Texas Music Cafe is pretty interesting. You're the first people to bring that up, too. So they're like they used to be a PBS entity, like a show on PBS.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they specialized in entertaining the military bases in the Middle East. So, like, over the years, that PBS, they would broadcast to those bases. And they actually curated their show to handle, like, soldiers that are displaced and they're over there, right? So, then they've always been from Waco, Texas, and they kind of just came out of that after we pulled out of Iraq. They started to just set up and be like a gym in the desert for Waco, right, for music. And when you come in there, you can, instead of getting like a paid show, they'll actually record you and give you like a good quality video of y'all performing, and that's your payment. At the same time, you bring your sound to people, and it's almost like stepping into like a one-act play, you know, where a traveling play group will come in and do like some kind of theater. So, no, they did that for me in the past. I'd actually started out, it was the first time I'd ever been recorded. I went in there and I did a songwriting competition, which I lost. And I lost, I got second place. And I did that, and then I come in there to open up for a traveling band that they had coming in. And then the last time I went, I was the feature artist. So, yeah, they've always been really good to me. They make really good video, and they, you know, they spend a lot of time making sure it's right.
Tell us about the song you're going to sing live for us.
So this song right here, I wrote this song for my grandfather. It started out as like a song for him when he was on his deathbed. So when I was walking out of the hospital, I wrote this first line, and then never did nothing with it for months. But then when I finished the song, it was after I met Joey Davis, who's the guitar player for Oliver Anthony. And whenever I was hanging out with him, I went and picked him up from the airport. He was going to play some songs with me in Waco. And this was before Oliver Anthony took off into the sky. So we were driving back and we're talking about grandparents, we're talking about songs. And I told him that line that I'd been working on, and it inspired me. Like, the conversation that came from it inspired me. So I went home and I finished it. I came back and I showed it to him for the show, because we were playing a show together. I showed it to him, and he told me, man, that just hit me hard. I never changed the song. And so this one we got recorded. It's going to come out before the end of the year. It's not the next song that's coming out, but it's going to come out for too long. And it's called Dreaming Again, is what it's called.
All right. James Hollingsworth live in the studio here on WRCO.
Thank God for the memories, 'cause the memories made me, and I'll forever be always in need of your tender touch. Lord knows I've had it rough. Leave it to my enemies to see right through me as I leave the pleasantries for the good folk to see that I'm decent enough. But I know they'll call my bluff. Will I find the line in time before I've crossed it? Can it be broke again before I'd bought it? Have you heard I was down and out? Would you come around to find out how I've been? Or am I dreaming again? Oh, dreaming again. Well, maybe when we're gone from here, it'll all be clear. Only if we wasted our time on love so fine, which we lived like a bow lit from a gun. Lord knows we had our fun. Will I find the line in time before I've crossed it? Can it be broken, broke again before I'd bought it? And if you heard I was down and out, would you come around to find out how I've been? Or am I dreaming again? Oh, dreaming again. Oh, I'm dreaming again. Thank God for the memories, 'cause the memories made me, and I'll forever be always in need.
Oh, nice job. Man, do you get emotional when you think about your grandpa or anything like that when you're singing that song?
Oh, yeah, I get emotional. Between him and I've got a bunch of different grandpas, so that one was from my stepmother. He was like one of the men that when he died, you didn't have to worry about where he's going. He knew, you know, he never cried, never begged, never did nothing like that all the way to the end. He was a good man. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't ever feel bad about it. I feel like he was comfortable when he was going down, and that means the world to me.
Good song in his honor. Straight Haggard Thread Company.
Yeah, these are
what's
some,
your shirts? That's what your shirt says, right?
Yeah,
there.
I didn't mean to wear like the combo, the hat and the shirt. I kind of it's like when you're falling down a flight of stairs and you're reaching for something. I had the shirt on and the hat I just happened to grab. But these are some good old boys from Waxahachie, Texas, and they make shirts and hats and stuff. And they blessed me with a hat with my name on it. I told them you might have to sell it $10 less, but they didn't listen. So. They got me a hat with my name on it, and they're some good folks.
Yeah, awesome. James Hollingsworth in the studio with us. We'll have more coming up here after these words.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Market declines, inflation, political turmoil, today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Kevin Bartles. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to prepare for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call us at 608-647-8889 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
We're in the studio with James Hollingsworth today. I'm Phil Nee. Great to have you along here today. Let's talk about some of the artists you've had a chance to share the stage with. Can you tell us about those?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple. A lot of the local artists in Texas are good friends of mine. Ethan Smith, who lives up here now. And then I got to play with Kevin Fowler, which y'all probably have no clue who Kevin Fowler is.
Yeah, we play him.
Oh, take a gander. If you have not, take a gander at some of that Texas music. Kevin Fowler's right there at the top. I've got to open up for him. Who's that other fella?
Ryder Grimes.
He does a very good version of Velvet Chains, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he does a very good Velvet Chains. And then the guitar player from Oliver Anthony, I got to go pick him up from the airport and fool around with him. And Caleb Dillard, who used to play bass for Oliver Anthony, he's had like a really big thing about where he wouldn't wear shoes on stage. And that's true, because I picked him up, and as soon as he got in there, he let the dogs out. And I said, man, I just took his shoes off in a truck. I don't mind it, but there's metal shavings over here, brother, so I wouldn't try to go too far.
I'm sure his feet were calloused and things like that. It probably didn't matter.
Yeah, they're probably too busy, like, grabbing stuff. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you do with your feet. Now, I guess he's maximizing on that.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
You play some George Strait there, too? Do you use some covers once in a while? Or?
Yeah, I enjoy playing some George Strait. A long time ago, I used to have a whole bunch of his stuff in my set. I've had a lot of people come up to me and they say, you ought to play, you know, you ought to do this. You ever thought about doing that? And I go, yeah, I did that for 2 years and then now I play something else, you know. I do love George Strait. He's still in the show. So I do. I remember when I auditioned for The Voice, I used some of his work. So I had to film like a whole video, 5-minute long video of me singing. And that was one of them. I picked his songs.
How did the audition go for The Voice?
Oh, I didn't make it, but it was eye-opening because I made it 3 rounds in. So
that's good.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know how good that was until after they told me, hey, yeah, we're not going to have you anymore. I think it was based on a technicality because I told my great-grandmother in Louisiana that I had made it onto those. Like, I made those auditions, and if anybody's familiar with that audition, you're not allowed to talk about it with anybody.
Right.
So I think they might have seen that because I was talking to my grandmother about it online. If not, it's true, and I just didn't make it, and then that feels good too. But once I realized how far I'd actually been, you know, it was kind of eye-opening. I felt like I'd actually done something, and it wasn't because of anything they told me. It was because of my own independent looking into it. So,
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You got to chalk it up for experience and, you know, add it to the resume, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I felt.
Yeah. Well, you got another song to sing. I know you guys are busy today hitting the road to reach other radio stations, but what would you like to sing for us?
I think we're going to do this song right here. It's the title track to the album that we're finishing up. And I think I love this song. Whenever they – so when songs get pitched to me, I get like a whole bunch of them at one time, and I kind of like peruse it like you're looking at the – what's that, Baumgartens, or, you know, like a Farm Depot or something like that, looking at equipment. And I saw this song, and basically the premise of this song is that I'm not from here, and none of y'all know who I am, but here's some tall tales about my life. You know, hey, back home, I'm a pretty big deal, you know, that kind of feeling. And so it's called Based on True Story. I got to record this. It's going to come out here in August, and I just really enjoy the song. I think it's funny. It makes me giggle whenever I think about it, so here it is.
Might have heard about May, got some claims to the fame on a bathroom wall, hearts around my name. Voted class clown, most likely to succeed. Well, I was homecoming king to the whole dang county. Truck with an engine from a Maserati. Been playing varsity ball since I was 13. And all the pretty ladies know about me. Well, looks and kill, call me 007 from 1 to 10. Always been 11, got the girl on the game. I'm small town legendary. So pour a glass of Tennessee whiskey, and here's a cheers to the haters and the wannabes. That's the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me. Or at least it's mostly based on a true story. Well, I made a big scene at the county fair. Strongest man alive on all them teddy bears. I swear I broke that bell on my first swing. Well, you ain't gotta separate fact from fiction. Best believe I'm the man you've been wishing would drive you away to the sunset of your dreams. Yeah, 'cause James Dean got nothing on me. Save looks and kill, call me 007 from 1 to 10. Always been 11, got the girl on the game. I'm small town legendary. So pour a glass of Tennessee whiskey, and here's a cheers to the haters and the wannabes. That's the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me. Or at least it's mostly based on a true story. See, that's the truth and nothing but the truth, so let me introduce myself. It looks and kill, call me 007, from 1 to 10, always been 11, got the girl on the game, I'm small town legendary. So pour a glass of Tennessee whiskey, and here's a cheers to the haters and the wannabes. That's the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me. Or at least it's mostly based on a true story. Yeah, based on a true story.
I like it. That did make me smile.
I know. It makes me giggle when I think about it.
Are any of those things true?
No,
they're not. No. Okay.
That's what I thought. I said, man, if we have, when I was thinking, we're going up there to record it, right? And I took my wife with me. And she said, man, we're highfalutin. We're going to go up there to Nashville. And my baby, he's recording up there at that Warner Brothers. And I go, yeah, Well, see, baby, I'm bringing about $200 or $300. And so if we can make it go on $200 or $300, we're going to have a good time. And we're recording that with how we're living outside there. You know, and I thought if anybody could hear this song back home, they're going to go, no, he wasn't. There's no way. He was home.
He wasn't home.
He wasn't. And I know for a fact, James Hollingsworth drove a 2009 Ford Focus and had no exhaust was dragging. He did not have a Miata. There's no way.
Oh, well, it sounds good, though. And, you know, you're telling it in another town, you know. So
yeah. I don't know. I felt like it was appropriate.
Sounds like it's a hit.
It's Tall Tales in a different town.
Yeah.
That's an album cover.
Hey, that sounds good. We appreciate you coming by. Safe travels to you.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. James Hollingsworth, all the way from Texas, joining us here on WRCO. Thanks to Grassroots Entertainment for setting this up for us as well. And you'll be hearing more from James on these airwaves.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. An employer was having trouble with employees trying to take the day off for frivolous reasons and thus affecting productivity. He posted the following notice called a day off. So you want the day off? Let's take a good look at what you're asking for. There are 365 days per year available for work. There are 52 weeks per year in which you already have 2 days off per week, leaving 261 days available for work. Since you spend 16 hours each day away from work, you have used up 170 days, only leaving 91 days available. You spend 30 minutes each day on coffee break that accounts for 23 days each year, leaving only 68 days available. With a 1 hour lunch period each day, you have used up another 46 days, leaving only 22. You normally spend 2 days per year on sick leave. This leaves you only 20 days available for work. We are off for 5 holidays a year, so now we're down to 15 days. We've generously given you 14 vacation days every year, which leaves only 1 day available for work, and I'll be darned if you're going to take that day off. Mitch Anthony reminding you that not only your life, but your day is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot, like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
I finally found a place to park so I could join you for today's Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. Today marks the start of the 2025 CMA Fest in Nashville. And if you've never been, it's more than a music festival. It's a citywide celebration of everything we love about country music. For 4 days, downtown Nashville becomes the ultimate fan experience. Free stages, superstar performances, surprise guests, meet and greets, once-in-a-lifetime moments, stadium shows, and some of the biggest names in the format will take to the stage this year, including Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Luke Bryan, Jelly Roll, how about that cast? Plus a whole lot of rising stars and Opry favorites. I'll be keeping an eye on all the highlights, so if you're in town, welcome to the Athens of the South, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute. And that's the kind of trend,
oh, that I can get behind. Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. Time and money, two things I hate to waste, especially on buying insurance. Pure American Insurance saves you time and money by shopping over 30 top insurance brands to uncover the lowest rate for the coverage you require. Pure American Insurance does this yearly. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
When the days get short and the fields turn cold, John Deere's our home until the nights get cold, and you're keeping me warm. When the geese fly south in a red sunset, first fall night, you can see your breath.
She got a new last name last week. Nobody I can blame but me. One too many nights, one too many lonely nights was all that she could take. While I was running around, she was walking away. My, oh my, repetitive regret is that I let the girl I can't forget go. My, oh my, repetitive regret is that I bet she ain't alone and I'm alone. Never been so low, so low. So strong. One too many queens, one too many selfish dreams were taking me away from all I love. Now all I can say, my oh my, repetitive regret is that I left the girl I can't forget.
Said all the things I want. sound of whispers in my ear. But it just took one two-step with someone, and I was missing you. You never had a chance, 'cause I broke up the dance before the song was through. And I think about cheating, I just think about you leaving, and how my world would fall to pieces if I tossed your love away. Even when I'm tempted by some stranger, oh, there's never any danger, I just think about you leaving when I think about cheating. And when I'm tempted by some stranger, oh, there's never any danger, I just think about you leaving when I think about
Gretchen Wilson on WRCO. Thanks to our in-studio guest, Mr. James Hollingsworth. Great to have him in the studio with us today. We'll be on the air with softball later today, Richland Center in Poinette, Ithaca in their battle against Columbus Catholic, which you can see, you can watch, you can listen to on our Facebook page, Facebook Live, and we'll present that to you later as well. So we've got a whole bunch of high school softball activity today. The Brewers have the day off, by the way, before beginning a series this weekend with the Padres. At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey,
Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast, you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding!
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless? Big service, local care.
100.9 WRCO.
Broken hearted, how's the world true?
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court ruling unanimously that Catholic Charities does not have to pay employment taxes in Wisconsin. The charity sued, saying the state violated religious freedom guarantees.